This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Protests are widening in Brazil, where outrage over a public transit fare hike has become a rolling dissatisfaction with Brazil's government and the Brazilian economy. Those protesters were in Rio this week, but there are now similar protests throughout the country's major cities. Among the objects of anger, expensive construction projects in advance of the 2014 World Cup and 2016 Olympic Games. Joining me now is Eliana Cantanheda, columnist for the newspaper Folha de São Paulo and TV commentator for Global News and Pauta. Welcome.
Hi, John.
You know, looking at all of the pictures in Brazil, it seems as though a bubble has burst in the nation of Brazil that has benefited so much from prosperity over the last decade. What's your view?
Yes, more than the last decade. I think Brazil was going very good since 1983, when the inflation was beaten, you know. But now we are having a lot of problems in economics and in political affairs. And so, as you said, we are having a lot of problems and people are going to say no, and we are tired and we want changes.
This protest began with the price hikes for public transit, but it's a lot more than just bus fares and train fares, yes?
Yes, it started the protests. People went to the streets, and it was funny, John, because nobody expected it. It was a surprise. Nobody understands really what's happening, because we had the idea we were in paradise. Everything was great in Brazil. The world loves Brazil. And then people say, well, we are not in the paradise. We are not in heaven.
Well, the sense that people are angry certainly comes through in the protests, and that they've taken their anger out on preparations for the Olympics and the cost, the $12 billion cost of the Olympics. How much memory do you think these protesters have of the political activism that took place in the 70s and 80s in Brazil that led to the democracy that we have today? Because there's a long history of political protests on a mass scale in Brazil.
Yes. You know, it's funny because we had a huge protest in 1984 when we were ending the dictatorship in Brazil. You remember, we had a military regime for 20 years here. We had torture, death. So people went to the street. It was beautiful because we had the revolution here in peace. And it was a very huge protest, but it was very clear what people wanted. People wanted democracy. And then we had in early 90s, again, a very huge protest here against the president, Fernando Collor. Again, people wanted something very, very clear, the impeachment of President Collor. But now, first of all, the protests here don't have a leader. They don't have parties, and they don't have clear what they want. They want a lot of more, and I think that corruption is a very important word in all of this that's happening here.
Well, we're certainly seeing anger on a mass scale in the population of Brazil, and a series of demonstrations really being driven by social media, as we've seen in many places around the world, without a leader, but with certainly very strong passions and demands for change. Eliana Cantanheda, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Eliana Cantanheda is a columnist for the newspaper Folha de São Paulo and TV commentator for Globo News in São Paulo.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.